We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
Will there be a government shutdown on Friday, sir?
No.
It won't be a long shutdown.
Shut it down.
Yeah, we're not going to shut the government down.
If I felt that I was responsible, I might have killed myself.
They were just giving China cover.
Sometimes I think they need a session in Birds and the Bees.
Who's president? Fauci.
There's a lot going on there.
There is a lot going on there. Hey, happy Friday. We're happy you chose to join us this morning, Patriots. Thank you for being here. And let me tell you what, unfortunately, the government is still in operation. I have to break that bad news to you this morning. Big Brother is still out there lording over you. So just when you thought you might get a little relief here at some point, that is not the case. They made a deal. Which means Democrats won, just so you know.
It was 50 to 48.
If you're keeping score, they made a deal, which means Democrats won. I just have to repeat that because this is truth radio, folks, just so you understand that. So Mike Lee was going to hold this thing up, right? And then at the last minute they say, well, if you just give us an up or down vote on this, this vaccine mandate thing, then we'll let it go. Well, they knew they didn't have the votes, so what was the point of that? Two of the Republican senators weren't there, and they would have needed Joe Manchin to switch over, even if they were there, and Manchin voted with the Democrats. So they got exactly what they wanted. It was all political theater all along. They were never going to stick to their guns. Couldn't be more disappointed. I mean, I like Mike Lee. I like a lot of these folks, but stick to your guns. So what if the government shut down over the course of the weekend? Oh, we can't shut the government down. We pray to the altar of the federal government. What would happen with the dangerous Omicron virus that's coming this way? If the government shut down, how will we defend ourselves? Our force field generator will shut down. It's just silliness. Just silliness. Anyway, it's funded. We continue to spend money we don't have. Oh, by the way, in funding the government, which was supposed to be a continuing resolution, you know what they did? They added, give me no pennies, right? $400 billion to take care of Afghan refugees. Just so you know, I mean, it was a continuing resolution, but we also added even more money to the debt and the deficit to fund Afghan refugees while we were at it. Just so you know. All right. Hey, glad you're with us this morning. And I tell you what, I had some conversations yesterday regarding this vaccine database bill because I still don't have any clear answers. I talked to the folks at Ann Wagner's office yesterday. We couldn't get her on the radio. They're too busy. I couldn't get Jason Smith on the radio. Too busy. Today is apparently a travel day in Washington, D.C. So a lot of them are getting up early, getting on airplanes. they don't have time to come on here and explain to us what the hell this bill was all about. So I get a one pager from Ann Wagner's office, and that's, you know, that's nice. They want us to explain what they think this bill was, right? And if you're just waking up and you didn't hear this yesterday, they passed a bill that effectively created a database for vaccines. Now, their argument to me is that all it did was update current systems that were already in place. The Immunization Infrastructure Modernization Act, that's all that it did, was update existing immunization information systems. Don't worry, these are all confidential and de-identified, whatever that means. What good is a database if it's de-identified? So what it would do is provide real-time immunization record data exchange and reporting across the country. That, I don't know how else to look at that except that it's a vaccine database. So, again, the question I asked yesterday, which I still don't have answered, is I know that Pfizer has a record of the fact that I got a vaccination, right? I know that. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that I want that shared with everybody because that's my personal health record. I mean, I'm sharing it with you. It's not personal anymore. But the point is you should have a right who has your information. And the only reason somebody in the government would need to look and see if I've been vaccinated is to find out who hasn't been vaccinated. And that's what I can't get to the answer on here. Ann Wagner voted in favor of this, and I just read you her argument. She says it's simply modernizing a system that already existed. Jason Smith voted no. I don't have an answer from his office yet on what his concerns were. Blaine Lutkemeyer voted yes on this, just like Ann Wagner. Vicky Hartzler, who's running for Senate, voted no. So of all the people we reached out to yesterday, we got Vicky Hartzler on the radio a little later this morning. So I want you to stay tuned for that. About 7:35, we will get a member of the United States Congress who happens to be running for the Senate in the state of Missouri. And among other things, she wants to talk about the SCOTUS abortion decision that's pending now. But we're going to ask her about 550, and I want to find out what her perception of it is. I am a lowly radio host who simply downloaded the executive summary of this bill from Congress and read it myself, and that my interpretation of it is different than Congresswoman Wagner's office's interpretation of it. Let's put it that way. So I'll be anxious to hear what Vicky Hartzler thinks, because I'm not quite sure how these two things can both exist. A little later, we're also going to talk to Eureka Mayor Sean Flower. There are some regulations going into effect in St. Louis County that he describes as a miniature version of Better Together. And I'm going to have to get into the details, the nitty-gritty with him when I get him on here in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. But you know, Better Together was supposed to, you know, eliminate all of the 80 municipalities in St. Louis and bring the city together and have one big, massive, unified, euphoric government that would, you know, socialize us all. I don't know, whatever it was supposed to be. And this one is supposed to get rid of regulations in 80 different communities that affect businesses and construction and things like that. But apparently it's not all that it's been sold as. And Mayor Flower is going to come in here and talk about that. So we'll get that information for you on here at about 8 o'clock this morning. So clearly lots to get to. Government still functioning, which is a bit of a bummer on a Friday morning, but what can you do? Let's get to a quick break. How about that? 314-241-9797.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
In my opinion, the highest and best use of the Build Back Better bill is to line the cages of America's hamsters. I'll give you two examples. He's proposing an $8 billion new tax on natural gas. So remember, when your heating bill this winter goes through the roof, we're building back better. He's proposing a federal takeover of child care in America. What does that mean? Well, if you're the average American family, mom and dad working, you're making $70,000 a year. Under the president's bill, you know what you're going to have to pay for child care in 2022? $29,000. That's out of your pocket. I mean, we're getting into the foothills of insanity. And those are just two examples.
We live these days in the foothills of insanity. Can we just all agree on that? And we're climbing the mountain as they seriously look at this. Yesterday, they continued to fund government temporarily until they can pass their reconciliation bill and waste trillions more. And the Republicans caved. They could have delayed this thing, put a little bit of heat on them. But Chuck Schumer got just what he wanted. I want to know why we even acted like we were going to do something yesterday. That still gets under my skin a little bit. Do we have Senator Lee on here somewhere, Carl? Am I overlooking it?
It's the very last one, Mark.
Oh, there it is. Cut number 23. Now, Mike Lee's the one that threatened to shut down the government because he wanted some language in there about Biden's mandate and stopping the mandate. So here's cut 23.
It's wrong. It's immoral. You don't tell someone that if they don't do exactly what you want them to do, that they're going to lose their job. 45 million Americans are being threatened with their jobs. They're being forced to choose between an unwanted medical procedure and losing their job.
Yeah, I agree with him completely, obviously. But the vote that they forced, as I mentioned there near the top of the hour, is that it was a vote to add an amendment to this thing that would prevent that, right? That's what they finally compromised on. And they compromised on it knowing that two Republican senators were not even there. In a 50-50 Senate, that's a deal breaker, unless you happen to know for sure that there are two Democrats that are going to vote against it. Just having Manchin switch over still only would have made it a 49-49 vote, and then Kamala Harris would have come in as the tiebreaker, right? You would have had to know that you had two Democrats. Why even stage that theater? And they'll get another run at it next week, apparently. It's in a different vote. They'll get another run at this. Maybe the other two Republicans will be there. Joe Manchin decided at the last minute, well, if it's not going to matter anyway, I'm not going to buck my party. So he voted against it, even though he had teased that he might vote for it. But that's the political theater that goes on in Washington, D.C. all too often. It's why we're in the foothills of insanity, as you heard Senator Kennedy say there. I mean, that was well summed up. All of the waste that's going to happen in this bill, you're going to pay more for your gas bill. Today, there's an article in the Post bragging about the fact that Ameren Huey is running out of options, and they're going to have to close another coal-burning power plant somewhere, right? They're celebrating this, it seems like. Meanwhile, 80% of our power from the greater San Luis area comes from coal-burning power plants. The wind turbines and the solar power that is the thing of rainbow unicorns doesn't exist yet. So here we find ourselves again. They're going to price you. You're going to pay a lot more to stay warm until they figure out a way to get rid of coal altogether in 15, 20, 30 years. Just prepare for it. Hey, coming up, if you know what sleep apnea is, there's a big problem with CPAP machines. If you don't know what it is, your health might be at risk. We're going to talk to Dr. Joe Ogile from Clayton Sleep when we come back.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I can tell you, Carl, you might hear the secrets in my sleep. I like the theme music, but when you don't sleep well, you don't dream, so you wouldn't talk in your sleep. So that's the point here. We're talking about sleep apnea and one of the devices used to treat it. If you have used a CPAP machine, you know what I'm talking about, or maybe your spouse or someone uses one. And there's recently been a recall on that, so I invited my friend, Dr. Joe Ogile, to join us this morning from the Clayton Sleep Institute. And Dr. Joe, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mark. Great to hear from you and be on your show, and glad you're doing well.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to have you on here. You know, I'm looking through some headlines the other day, and I found an article from the Financial Times overseas where they had interviewed you regarding this very same situation, this CPAP recall, which I'm sure your office has been fielding a lot of questions about.
We have. It's been going on for several months, and I really want to thank you again for the opportunity for you and I to talk to our friends and neighbors in our community about the issue, because it's a common issue. So they're about early summer, about June, the FDA and Philips issued a recall on several of their machines, which totaled between 3 and 4 million machines worldwide.
Wow.
The recall has to do with the foam that's sound baffling, and there were reported cases of the foam getting hard over time and flaking off and could come into the tubing. So they issued some guidance around that. The initial guidance, and I think this is important for you and I to understand too, is they initially had this guidance that said people should stop their machines and call their doctor or their equipment company. That has been changed now to they should not stop the machine, but talk to their doctors and about whether they should continue it, and if they don't want to continue it, what are some other options?
Right.
And so that, I think, has been an improvement in the guidance. And the analysis there is what we call a risk-benefit analysis. So, for instance, someone who has very severe sleep apnea, who is can't stay awake while driving, or has underlying heart disease or lung disease or whatnot, them stopping their machine is going to be a much greater risk in most cases than just waiting for the replacement machines which are being offered. And if they're concerned, unless they're having some of this debris, there is a filter that the equipment companies are offering or that you can get on Amazon that you just can put into the hose, and that'll take care of any of picking up any particles that may be there.
Yeah. So really, you've been fielding a lot of these phone calls, which you know, in large part probably should have been going to the folks at Philips trying to explain to people, don't panic. You know, let's look back at your records and see what your degree of problem might be to determine the steps moving forward. And there are solutions out there, right?
There are solutions. So the first solution is going to be, first of all, to take a deep breath. They should go to the Philips website, philips.com, take their machine, turn it around, get the number off the back, and you put the number in, your serial number. It should tell you right away your machine's affected or not affected. We do have patients whose machines are not affected.
Okay.
So that's an important thing to do. Secondly, if then it says it's affected, you need to register, because Philips, in line with the FDA, is offering solutions. The solution currently is they're lining people up to receive new machines, as I understand it, the DreamStation 2, which is an excellent machine. It's new. Patients have been getting them. Our patients do report. We do not get notification. The patients are just telling us, they just show up at their door. They go to the door one day, and there's a brand-new positive airway pressure device from Philips on their doorstep.
Wow.
So how rapidly that will occur is not clear to me in particular. We know that they're manufacturing them as rapidly as they can, but again, when you have to manufacture that many machines, that's an issue. So it's going to take a little bit. Secondly, it's caused a worldwide shortage of machines, because as the biggest manufacturer, they haven't been shipping machines to those of us that give them to the patients since probably April or May.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry,
no,
Mark.
I just want people to know, in case they just tuned in, I'm talking to Dr. Joe Ogile from the Clayton Sleep Institute. Off the issue of the CPAP machine for just a moment, for people who either have never been treated for it or don't know if they've got sleep apnea, maybe I could have you take a minute or two to explain how serious this can be. For people who haven't had it treated.
Thank you, Mark. It's a much more pleasant topic, isn't it?
Yeah, no.
So obstructive sleep apnea is basically an anatomic issue. It can, if you think about your anatomy, and in other words, if you look in the mirror and you look like your mom and dad, if your family members have obstructive sleep apnea, you're at high risk for it. So that's one thing to consider. If your spouse or bed partner says, hey, you're really snoring quite a bit at night, or I hear you pause or gasp, that puts you in over 90% likely that you could have it. So it's the airway. Apnea means a lack of breathing for about 10 seconds or greater when you're sleeping, because your air pipe's obstructing. It's just an anatomy problem.
Yes.
It happens. It's not anybody's fault that it occurs. I tell people, Mark, as a Catholic, I'm riven with guilt, but I want to make sure I do what I can to help our patients not have guilt. So this isn't their fault, and we want to take a positive approach of saying, hey, look, this is just something you have, and we're going to get it fixed. So if the anatomy is closing off or obstructing, the way to open that anatomy is the most common way is to pressurize the throat. For instance, we put a little – think about your airway as a balloon. Your nose is the neck of the balloon. Your throat's the bulb of the balloon. We put a little pressure with the PAP machine into the nose, and it expands the throat. What can happen if you have this? If it's going on, it irritates your brain. You don't get deep sleep. You can be tired during the day, excessively so.
Oh, yeah.
People who fall asleep driving. I had a patient one time fall asleep using a chainsaw while he was sawing. I mean, these are extreme. So if you're a heavy equipment operator, truck driver, et cetera, or just a mom or dad or a person, right? It also puts you at risk for high blood pressure, heart attack, stroke, atrial fibrillation, a very common reason for referrals for atrial fibrillation, elevated blood sugars, migraines. You can go on with a few things. So I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to talk about that.
Yeah, well, you can, people can always go to claytonsleep.com to find out more about the Clayton Sleep Institute. And Dr. Ogile, you're great. Appreciate having you on again, my friend.
Mark, God bless, and have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Thank you very much. Dr. Joe Ogile, yeah, from the Clayton Sleep Institute there, kind of filling us in on what's going on with that. His phones have been ringing off the hook for months.
I bet.
People wanting to know what's going on with this, right? And Philips has got millions of these units to replace, apparently. So they've been working overtime trying to get them shipped out. But hopefully they've got a handle on it here. And nobody's died as a result of whatever the recall is. It's just was identified as a risk, and then they had to issue all this this recall paperwork that's gone out. Well, it's been a rough couple of weeks in the Rockwood School District. If you've heard Denise's newscast this morning, they're investigating the death of an 18-year-old senior from Eureka High School.
Mm-hmm. Kylie Kennedy.
They found her body in near Pacific, apparently yesterday morning. And it was laying next to a vehicle, and they've called in the major case squad, which means they're treating it as a homicide.
Yes.
You know that much, but we don't have any other details at this point. Channel 2 went out and interviewed one of her best friends, mm-hmm. Who was obviously shocked and deeply saddened by all of this when she found out, but didn't seem to shed any additional light on maybe what might have happened here, if she had any issues going on at the school or anything like that. So I don't know. After the crash on Kiefer Creek Road a couple of weeks ago, that affected mainly Marquette High School, but I know there was also a DeSmet student involved. Mm-hmm. That's been rough for them. That's bad. If we get any more details, we'll let you know. We're going to have Eureka Mayor Sean Flower on a little later. Not discussing that, but it's affecting his community down there. She went to Eureka High School. That's a shame. Hey, you know, I wanted to get this case in Michigan with the kid that shot up the school. Couple things going on here. Number one, even though, you know, his dad legally bought the weapon, the kid clearly took it and committed a crime with it. What do they default to in Michigan? We must need more gun control. This is immediately where they've gone, right? We knew that would happen. It was predictable as the sun coming up here shortly. Because they don't care that it would have had zero impact on what happened. The Democrats in the United States Senate tried to push some universal background check bill again yesterday in the light of this, trying to, take advantage of this tragedy to pass a law that wouldn't have stopped this to begin with, because the dad he went to a gun store, got a background check and bought the gun. He's not the one that committed the crime. The superintendent in that school spoke out again yesterday about all of these stories about the kid being called in and his parents, and all that. We still don't have any idea what his motive was, even though some students have said he was bullied. This was the superintendent up there in the Oxford schools yesterday.
You know, there's been a lot of talk about the student that was apprehended, that he was, you know, called up to the office and all that kind of stuff. No discipline was warranted. There are no discipline records at the high school. Yes, this student did have contact with our front office. And yes, his parents were on campus November 30th.
Yeah. So he confirmed what the stories have been so far about the fact that the very day the kid had been called in for a conference, but they're still claiming they didn't know anything about any threats or anything like that. So then this story pops up that I want to get to you this morning. The Democrats in Michigan, including the governor up there, Whitmer, have already called for new gun laws, even though it wouldn't have changed anything in this particular case. And then one of the gun rights organizations up there, the Great Lakes Gun Rights Group, put out a press release saying that they needed to, that they're working hard to protect rights in Michigan from Democrats who want to overreact to something like this with a law that wouldn't have changed anything. Well, this landed in the inbox of an esteemed New York Times journalist. I'll call her that, although I think that she doesn't deserve that title anymore. And she was so angry that she called the gun rights group and she left them a nasty gram on their voicemail, and they released it to the public. You got to hear this one.
Hi, I'm a journalist with the New York Times. I'm just calling to wonder, I have two questions. How do you sleep at night? And aren't you just like a little bit worried that there might be a hell, and when you meet God, he will send you there? That's just my only question. Third question, the only people politicizing this seem to be you, because you're the only people I got a f***ing press release from. Again, I am from the New York Times, and I'm letting everyone in the New York Times know what kind of f***ing assholes you are. Congrats on being a laughingstock.
And then apparently she left another voicemail after that. Listen, hold on, here it goes.
You f***ing ghouls. I hope that there is a God in heaven so he judges you when you die.
So, yeah, they got the for trying to defend gun rights in Michigan from ridiculous rules that would have had no impact on this situation. Whoa. That is a New York Times journalist named Erin Markey is her name. Apparently been in journalism for about 8 years, but could not control herself upon receiving that press release. It's just, hopefully she gets fired today. That would be the only way the New York Times could handle that one properly. Quick break here. We've got In Other News coming up. Congresswoman Vicky Hartzler at 7:35. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.